This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And if you don't go home with anything else today, this is the introduction, really, to the introduction. Remember that you're an offended offender. And you're a repeat offender, just like I'm a repeat offender. You say, what does that mean? Is that we sin against people and we sin against them again. If you've been married any length of time, you're a repeat offender as a husband. And you're a repeat offender as a wife. And you're a repeat offender as a parent. And you're a repeat offender as a teenager. We all are repeat offenders. We're such a combination of people who have been offended, and yet we offend other people. And that's what this message is about, the power of forgiveness to people like you and me. There was a psychiatrist who had a patient that was expressing unhappiness about everything. Everything in life was misery, and the person was just joyless in life. And the psychiatrist thought, well, a vacation would do this man good. Just get away for a few weeks and send me a postcard. Let me know how it's going. And this man who'd been miserable for years, for probably 25 or 30 years, goes on his vacation. He sends a postcard to the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist is anxious to see it. And here's what the message said on the postcard. Dear Dr. So-and-so, having a wonderful time. Why? Why? Now, some of you will get that this afternoon. It hasn't hit you yet. But he was so used to being miserable. When he did have a good time, he couldn't understand why. He could not understand why, because there were things in his life that took the joy out of life. I want to share this with you at the beginning, that the thing that will remove the joy out of your life more than anything else, listen carefully, is to have an unforgiving spirit. Unforgiving people, not always, but usually, are miserable people. Unforgiving people are joyless people, usually. Can you find exceptions? I'm sure we can all find exceptions. Maybe you're the exception. But unforgiving people usually are unhappy, joyless people. And the joy comes in life when we do the most Christ-like thing that we could ever do, and that's not to help an old elderly person across the street. It's not working down at a street mission in downtown Dayton or Cincinnati. The most godly thing we can do is to forgive somebody in the name of Christ. We're in Luke. We're in the 17th chapter. We just finished the 16th chapter 2 weeks ago. Let's pick it up in Luke 17, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to sin are bound to come. But woe to that person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. We can't believe this, is really what they were saying. He replied, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. And it will obey you. Well, this is a message that begins Luke 17. It's called Offended Offenders. We are a mixture of people who offend others, but we've also been offended ourselves. It's about forgiveness, the most sensitive issue in your life and in my life. Our website is crosshope.org, one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of a message from Luke 17 on forgiveness.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.